And now, here are the boys of Steelers Realm, New Jersey Dev, JT, and the famous TA.
Hey, Steeler Nation, welcome back to another edition of the Steelers Realm podcast. I'm one of your hosts, JT, joined by me on my left. It's the famous TA in the heart of Browns country. What's going on, buddy? How was your week, man?
Brother, all my rowdy friends are coming here on Monday night. No, I scratch that. Hank's not starting on Monday, brother, but little Richard is, and we are ready to rip it up.
Lucille.
Football season has begun.
Amen. Amen. Dev, how's it going over there in New Jersey, brother?
Man, you know, it's just the excitement. Yeah, I've been watching that old 2016 episode of, commercial for NFL. What was that? The Game Pass, where they, you know, they play the "I'm so excited" song in the background. I've been listening to that song all week. And, you know, I just did 2 weeks in the hole, so I haven't had a sip of booze until tonight. Two weeks in the hole, I told, my girlfriend here. So all I want at this point is just some PQF. That's all I want this weekend.
There you go.
Peace, quiet, football.
Peace, quiet, and football. That sounds like a good combination. It's finally here, guys. I'm pretty pumped up, and hopefully we're going to bring you some insight, a little bit of a preview of what's going to transpire on Monday night. I had a pretty good week. We're getting ready for high school football, so last-minute crunch to get all our ads in and everything lined up. We're doing a video broadcast for some of the football games for those parents who can't attend in the stands to watch their children play. So we're pretty excited about that, too. Speaking about watching our players play, looking forward to Monday night. Before we get into that, I want to send a big shout-out to one of our affiliates that everyone can take advantage of. It's Instacart. They will do your shopping for you. They will bring it to your doorstep, and they will find other items to replace if they don't have what you're looking for. So check them out. Go out to SteelersRealm.com. Sign up for an Instacart account and help support your favorite podcast, The Steelers Realm. So as we go here, guys, let's before we jump into the realm and inside what is to be a great matchup, first game of the year, let's talk about our predictions. What do you think, Dev?
You know, this goes back to the episode we did when the schedule was released. Yeah, we gave our predictions, so I'm sticking with it. 12-4 losses. We're going to drop two division games, probably.
Yeah, no doubt.
I don't think it's going to be to Joey Burrow and the Bengals, but probably drop one to Baltimore. You know, Cleveland and Baker will probably catch us for a game. You know, if Odell, he catches any shit that's thrown his way. But I also see us dropping a stupid ass game that we normally drop, which I see us losing at Jacksonville and probably to the Washington football team. Cause you know how we are with losing to the worst teams in the league at the worst possible time of the season.
No doubt.
Both late in the season. So 12-4.
No doubt. All right. TA, what's your thoughts, man?
Oh, I tell you what, I mean, I gotta kind of weigh a little bit with Dev here. I'm thinking the same thing as far as losing to the teams that we should beat. But before I go in there, I'm not necessarily completely on board with the teams we're going to lose. I think the first one we're going to drop is going to be October 4th against Tennessee. I think we're going to come off a 3-0 high. We're going to head on the road, and we're going to lose to Tennessee. We're going to rebound, though, and go all the way into the bye week. Until coming out of the bye week, Tomlin's team sucks out of the bye week. I don't know if he's feeding these guys bonbons, if he's giving them foot massages. I don't know what the hell he's doing, but coming out of the bye week, we suck. So we're going to end up losing in Dallas, which is really going to crank my chain.
Yeah, mine
but too. After that, we're going to go ahead and we're going to hit Cincinnati. Going to be an easy one. And then it is that Jacksonville game. Now, I've been thinking about that Jacksonville game, and I'm thinking, do we lose that one? We are going to Jacksonville, but they don't really have a team. They just lost Fournette. Their quarterback, old Minskew, he's minuscule. I'm not sure we're going to drop that one, so I'm going to skip that one and go all the way to Buffalo, where I think we're going to lose that game to set it up going into the playoffs. And that's right. I skipped over all of the Baltimore games. So I'm going with 13-3. We got an easy-ass schedule. Ben's back. The offense looks great. The defense, I think, is going to grow regardless what all the naysayer says. Hey, we can't get more turnovers than we did last year. I'm sorry, folks. We're going to kick some ass minus any injury. I'm going 13-3.
Okay, so you had Tennessee. That's pretty bold. Tennessee, Dallas, Jacksonville. Is that right?
No.
Or Buffalo.
Buffalo.
Okay. All right.
What do you got, JT? What do you got?
Well, you know what? I'm just going by gut. I didn't dig too far into it, just based on last year and what I saw. I'm thinking losses. I'm going 11-5, and I'm thinking losses to Houston. I agree with TA on the Tennessee. I think we still lose one to Baltimore at Baltimore. And I think Buffalo, Philly, for some reason, I don't know. They always seem to have our number. That's kind of one of those weird games that you just can't pick. And then I'm going to take at Dallas. Going down to Dallas, that may be a chore. And for no other reason other than just kind of going through the schedule and just going from my gut. Those are all gut picks. So I'm saying 11-5. And we make a wild card.
11-5. So we got 12-4, 11-5, 13, 12-4 for myself, 11-5 for JT, 13-3 for TA. So, you know, speaking of numbers, why don't we hop into the Giants here in this matchup against the Steelers?
Good call.
And let's do by the numbers here. Let's start with 78. This will be the 78th meeting between the Giants and the Steelers. The Giants hold a 44-30-3 advantage in the series.
Really?
Let's hop. Yeah,
that's
they hold the advantage.
I would have thought Steelers would have had the advantage in this matchup.
Yeah, interesting. You know, the Giants were in the early years of the NFL, AFL, et cetera. They were a powerhouse team before the Super Bowl era, and the Steelers were a shitty team.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Just to put it briefly, they sucked. But yeah, they hold the advantage there. I'm surprised they played this many times.
Hold on a second, Dev. I got to back you up here a little bit.
Go ahead.
They've been playing since 1933. Now it is 46-31-3. Just throwing that out there.
Where are you getting your source of information?
Man, I'm getting it. If you all ain't got it, you need to pick it up. It is the 2020 Steelers Media Guide out there.
Oh, wow.
Grab it, boys and girls.
All right.
You must have had a few scrimmages that got past me there. So you heard it from Todd first here. He's got the Media Guide. I don't know how he got the media pass out of all three of us, but he's got it. Next number here, 24-14. That was the score of the last matchup back on, what was that, December 4th, 2016 in Heinz Field. You guys remember that game? You remember we opened the game with a safety?
That's right. That's right.
Who could not forget Namaste? Oh, I'm sorry. This isn't yoga. It's football. Keep going, Dev.
I just remember us opening the game with that safety because what was their crappy first round pick they had? Eric Flowers. He got caught for holding in the end zone, which gave us a safety. We almost ended up losing that game, though. 63-7. The most lopsided win in Steelers history still to this day comes over the New York Giants back on November 30th, 1952 at Forbes Field. So we don't have much on that one. None of us were alive. We were still all in our father's nutsacks, maybe even our grandfather's nutsacks. And that brings us to our last by the numbers, which is two.
Yeah.
Two weak-ass tackles the Giants will be starting Monday night with seven-year career backup Cameron Fleming, who rode the coattails of the Patriots to two Super Bowls, and rookie Andrew Thomas, who is the fourth overall selection out of Georgia last year. So, I mean, with that being said, we got T.J. Watt and
the Budster. Yeah, taking up the ends.
These guys.
That'll be an interesting matchup, which we're going to jump into here. As a matter of fact, let's go ahead and dig into the Giants' offense versus the Steelers' top five in the NFL. I'm going to go ahead and say it. Top five in the NFL defense coming into this game. So, I don't know. T.A., you want to break it down? Let's look at wide receivers versus our backfield.
Before we break that down, I got to tell you, JT, top five, I'm going top three.
I'll do that.
This defense is too damn stout to be top five. If we ain't number one, if we don't get back up there to Dick LeBeau status, then I tell you what, we need a new defensive coordinator come next year.
I'm on board.
Just throwing that out there.
I'm on board with that. I was being conservative, that's all.
Look, there's no time to be conservative, man. It's game time, man. It's game on. It's all or nothing. It's Super Bowl or bust. This is Steeler football. It's time to rock. Okay. Now, before we can go ahead and go into some key matchups, man, we got to get out the injury report. Golden Tate, man, he's kind of a washed-up wide receiver. He's played on a couple of teams. Evidently, he got a little hamstring. Man, he's day-to-day. Who knows if he's going to play, if he's not. But then we also got the tight end, their young tight end, Levine Tololi-oli-oli-oli-oli-oli-lo. He's got a hamstring injury as well. But the biggest key here is going to be Slayton and Shepard versus Nelson and Hayden. But do not stop, because here come the judge. This is Joe Judge's debut game in New York. And let me tell you something. The media is going to have all eyes upon him. He better bring his offensive game plan. And I'm sorry, his offensive game plan is going to come by a washed-up coach from Dallas. What the hell is his name? Dev, help me out. What's that washed-up coach's from Dallas's name? He's like a third, fourth, fifth-string quarterback back in the day. What was his name?
Yeah, another guy riding the coattails of Troy Aikman. That is Jason Garrett, who is now the Giants offensive coordinator, which I was puzzled when he took that position.
I'm not going to lie. So I'm going to tell you, even though we got Slayton and Shepard against Nelson and Hayden, I'm going to tell you, these are some young guns in Slayton and Shepard. They're some burners. They can stretch the field. Slayton, he has a little bit more burst and speed, and he is Danny Dimes' favorite target last year. But, however, Nelson shut down, did not allow a touchdown last year, and Joe Hayden only gets better with age.
He's only getting better. Yeah.
It's like fine wine. Okay. No, yeah, we got to watch out for those two young bucks. Yeah. Sterling Shepard and Slayton, they can stretch the field. And I don't know who the matchup's going to be. I think you're going to see Hayden on Shepard and Nelson on Slayton, to be honest with you. My biggest concern here, though, I'm not worried about Joe. You know, he's got 137 passes defended in the NFL since he entered his the NFL in 2010, which is the most among any player. So quit giving Joe shit out there. But what I'm worried about is who's going to cover Saquon Barkley and even Deion Lewis, for that matter, when Danny Dimes is dunking him down, because he's got no fucking offensive line in front of him. That's for sure.
Look, let me tell you who's going to cover Saquon. The entire Steelers defense. These boys are on fire. They haven't had a scrimmage game. They haven't had preseason. These sons of bitches are ready to hit somebody in a different color. And let me tell you, that defense is coming. Saquon will be lucky if he hits 74 yards in this game rushing.
Good. Keep him there.
What I'm excited to see with that matchup is, you know, Marcus Allen, or obviously too Hilton, you know, the nickelbacks coming up to check Saquon. And Marcus Allen used to play with Saquon at Penn State. So, you know, we're going to need some athletic guys out there, because he caught, what, 91 balls his rookie year. And last year when he played, you know, 13 games, he He still grabbed another 40, 50 balls. So the guy is certainly a threat out of the backfield. But, you know, that takes us into kind of – go ahead.
Dev, I got to be a little downer here, a little Debbie Downer. I do not look for our boy to hit the game field once or twice. This is going to be Vinny out there debuting what he can do in pass coverage. Marcus is not going to hit the field.
He's second string linebacker behind Bush. He and ahead of UG3, Ulysses Gilbert. So, I mean, you're going to see a lot of these weapons for the Giants. Their offense runs through Barkley. Golden Tate's the possession guy. You're also going to see Evan Ingram. Who knows? Maybe he stubs his toe and gets hurt because he's very injury prone. But Shepard, Darius Slayton, and Deion Lewis we've highlighted. And, you know, the guy to watch out here for is Jason Garrett. But let's hop into the defense. But before we do that, why don't we chill out a little bit here?
Wait a second. JK? So let's let me ask you this. So who has the advantage in this in that matchup then? Giants offense versus Steelers defense. Advantage goes Steelers or Giants?
Steelers. All right. Steelers. All right. Steelers. You know why? Good. You know why? Because they're going to be handing out, diamond CBD oil all night long to the offense. They're going to be like, I know, it hurts. It hurts bad. Need it. And then we're going to bring the pain all day long, rub it on it. Diamond CBD. They're going to be handing it out all day long.
The Lawrence Taylor Pain Master bundles. Wonder if they got to deal with him too.
Definitely.
Lawrence is going to be on the sideline helping the Steelers hand it out.
Yep. In the meantime, he's on our website, SteelersRealm.com, right at the top. Click on the banner with Lawrence Taylor on there, and look up thousands of products. Definitely. All right, let's move into Giants defense versus the Steelers. Oh, Big Ben is back, but who's hurt?
Who's hurt, T.A.?
Oh.
You're the guy now, that hangs around in the and lurks around the injury reports on the waiver wire. Who's hurt for the Giants on D?
The Giants on D, they got a couple illnesses right now. Not COVID, young boys and girls, but just illnesses. They'll probably be able to start. And we're talking Adrian Colbert, defensive back, who is going to have a lesson come Monday night, and Marcus Golden, inside linebacker. I'm going to have a little lesson. And then there's also going to be Tay Crowder, who has a hamstring. Kind of a little questionable right there, Dev. I'm not quite sure. I'm going to expect everybody who's on the injury report is playing come Monday night. It's the first game. Everybody's ready to go.
I would, too, and I wouldn't worry about any of those guys if they're hurt or not. But, you know, when it comes to the Giants' defense, they're – have really two weapons, I'd say, that have maybe been proven to be able to coin or be able to use the term weapon with them, which is Jarrell Peppers and Leonard Williams. Their defense is weak as hell. 28th in the league last year.
And I just want to say something, Deb, before you go on there. Jarrell Peppers, Steeler fans, do you remember him? That's right. You were all hoping he was our number one pick. Look at the poor SOB now. He is on his second team. Yes, he started with the Browns. There's enough to say there. But now he's with the Giants. He's still not what everybody made him out to be.
He's solid, though. And he does have an impact in the return game, something he can throw in there as well. I like Jarrell Peppers. I'm a big fan. He's like a Marcus Allen guy. I'm going to use that term now. Marcus Allen guy. He could be safety, linebacker, etc. So... really, those are two impact players, Jabril Peppers and Leonard Williams.
But pick a position, Dev. Pick a position and play it and be the best you can be.
Well, when you're a free safety or strong safety, you know, you got to kind of be able to be the utility guy out there at times. But
this isn't baseball. There's no crying in baseball.
Yeah, you're probably the fucking rover on your softball team. Hey, just throw T.A. out there and see what he can do. Remember, though.
I got a hell of an underarm pitch.
Yeah, the Giants just released DeAndre Baker, who had a solid rookie year last year, a cornerback, because DeAndre Baker, along with Quentin Dunbar from the Seahawks. Now, they went to a party in Miami back in May, and they robbed the whole damn party. And it appeared for days. Ooh. Yeah. Yeah. Welcome to Miami. Beneath the home.
Nothing like a Miami party to get things going.
Nothing like that. Nothing like robbing a bunch of people when you're millionaires already either. But after that, they kind of got cleared for a little bit from the charges because witnesses involved and victims, quote unquote, said that they, when they were questioned by police, said that they never saw the guys. And then it came out that it just so happened that, you know, these witnesses all on their cell phones had the same location on the same day and staggered times, which that location just happened to be Baker and Dunbar's lawyer's office building. Which, you know, it was found then that the victims and witnesses received a combined $55,000 in payouts to shut their mouths. So DeAndre is basically screwed. He's facing 10 years to life. And, you know, the funniest thing about this, though, and I'll be quick here, is they went through the amount of payouts people received, and everybody got at least $10,000. There was one poor bastard on there that only got $500. He's a cheap sale. But guys to watch out for, certainly Dexter Lawrence. He's a big boy out of Clemson. He was a first-round pick last year, but he didn't really give the impact that Giants fans wanted. He only finished with 2.5 sacks, 3 tackles for loss. He had 9 quarterback hits and only 24 solo tackles. So we'll see. We'll see how he goes up about up against our boy Zach Banner, who's really getting a start.
Oh, I'm sorry. He won't be reporting as an eligible receiver. He is actually the starting right tackle.
Yes, exactly. It's really his first true start. Remember last year he started against Cincinnati, but we came out in the jumbo package. But
all right.
My biggest key matchup here, in my opinion, I don't know about you guys, is the Wiz Kid, Stefan Wisniewski against Leonard Williams.
Nah, I'm looking
Our
forward.
Our Super Bowl champion?
That's right.
Our Super Bowl champion is playing? Are you kidding me? Tell me, what happened to DeCastro?
DeCastro is likely out for this game, and you know I'm sure the Giants have been planning for this, considering he's been hurt for just about all the camps, you know, all the training camp, which is very concerning.
Yeah,
well, do we know what the injury is, Dev?
I know he false positive tested for COVID, probably. Yeah, just about everybody in the fucking league did, but.
Well, the thing is Tomlin's been saying, it's day to day, it's week to week, it's hour to hour, it's minute to minute, it's lower extremity, lower body, this, that, and the other. It's a knee. And I don't know, man. I hope the big guy goes ahead and recovers, but I will tell you what, Wininski may be the pickup of Colbert's year this year.
You know what? I'm pulling for that guy, folks. TA. I'm pulling for him this year. I don't know, just a local guy. It's just a feel-good story for me. And, you know, I hope he has a great year. So, yeah. Well, let's keep moving, guys. We so as far as that goes, who has the advantage here in this matchup?
Oh, Leonard Williams, 100%.
Yeah.
You got to pull for the local guy, the Penn Stater. You know, the 10-year vet, the 2-time Super Bowl champion. Wiz is, he's had 103 career starts, 61 of which have been at center. And the rest at guard, so he's a smart guy. He's a Wiz kid, but Leonard Williams, beast.
Okay, cool. All right, guys. Well, we got to keep moving here because we promised we'd be two shorter episodes versus one long one a week moving forward. So, JW, James Washington versus Corey Ballantyne. Who's got that 30 seconds?
Yeah, well, it's J-Dub versus Corey Ballantyne, or really whoever goes up against him for that matter, because DJ's out.
Oh, man. Dang it.
Yeah, DJ's out. I drafted him on my fantasy team, too. But let me
ask you something. What do you think the foot issue is? Do you think he walked into the cryogenic cell with no slippers?
No, don't go there again.
Always get a reference, AB. That's a totally different subject. We go down that, you know, that path and be here for hours. But who the hell would walk into a cryogenic shell with no slippers on?
That's silly.
Or do we need Hines Ward to show back up and show these boys how to get a proper pedicure?
All right.
Don't know where you're going with that one, but it's looking like the Giants are going to start the sixth-round pick, Corey Ballantyne. He was a sixth-round pick last year, and he's going to start opposite of James Bradbury, which their secondary blows, just like the rest of their defense still. But, you know, the Steelers, we have a deep receiving corps, so we thought. And, yeah. You know, we're gonna pick on this dude. We're going to pick on him from start to finish. And, you know, his rookie year, he struggled. You know, 68.8% of balls his way were caught. And, you know, there was four – and also for four touchdowns, and that's a limited amount of time. There was 35 passes thrown his way. 24 of them were receptions for 351 yards, and four of them were touchdowns. So he's going to get exploited.
All right, JT, final score.
All right. Well, wait, before we do that, I just want to throw something out here. We didn't talk about tight ends. Let's see Eric Ebron.
Wait a minute.
Making an impact on this.
I'm just letting you know, my tight end is as tight as can be, man. I got like buns of steels, brother. Oh, that's not the tight end you're talking about? Sorry, guys.
He gives himself a check probably every day, just like when you get a physical for football. You had to turn your head and cough. He sticks his finger up his sphincter, but just to make sure it's still tight. But that's a good point.
You guys are killing me.
That's a good point. It's a good point because we got Gentry 6'8". We got what?
Gentry ain't making the field. Let's get that straight right now, Steelers
fans. 6'8". Ebron 6'4". Vance 6'8".
He's making the field.
Huge.
Look at tiny unexperienced linebackers here with rookies backing them all up for the Giants. So that's a great point.
Yeah. All right. So overall, let's take a pick. We didn't call this one as a loss, so I guess we're all picking Steelers for this one. Yep. Any score predictions?
Correct. I asked you. Come on, buddy. Throw it out there. Give the fans what they want.
I'm going to say 28 to 18 Steelers.
Ooh, that's kind of weak.
Matt covers a 6.5-point spread. I'm going Steelers 34, Giants 14.
Ooh, see, and I'm looking more like 35 to 12.
Ho, ho, ho.
12.
Big Ben is going to come out and light the world on fire.
Boy, I sure hope.
He's got something to show the world.
All right, let's take a...
Can't wait.
Yeah, definitely. Okay, we'll review those Tuesday when we come back out for our game review. But so let's take a peek at, real quick, AFC North outlook and the Week 1 games. We have Cleveland at Baltimore. Odell Cleveland Steamer. versus L.A.
Quickly, though, Odell likes the hot Carl.
One more time on that, Dev.
Hot Carl.
Ooh, you got me excited.
Okay.
T.A. apparently does, too. Must be Ohio thing. He likes a little ranch dressing and croutons in his, though. But and we got Joey Burrow versus the Chargers, right, Jim?
Yeah, Joey Burrow. That'll be interesting.
Yeah.
All right, cool.
All right. Well, stop. First of all, I just want to say I look for Cleveland to pull an upset.
They beat them once last year. It's a toss-up week one. We're going to go more in-depth about these other, you know, AFC North games later on, but it's week one. It's a crapshoot.
Yeah, really is.
That's why I'm looking at an upset. I'm looking at Baltimore and Lamar, looking at these guys like they're chumps. They're not going to do it. Cleveland got a new coach. I got a feeling Cleveland might just go ahead and be the talk of the town for 1 week and 1 week only.
7.5-point spread. That's a bold prediction. And so that moves us forward here. Before we move into our final two segments that we'll get through quickly here, because I'm sure you guys don't want to listen to us for an hour and a half talk about the Giants and a bunch of bullshit. But go ahead while you're out there and vote for our friends over at Revivalist Spirits. They are up for the top gin in the United States in the USA Today poll. So go ahead, vote for them. And if you live in Pennsylvania, Delaware, Maryland, New Jersey, you know, Connecticut, the whole tri-octagon state area, go on their website and order some good gin. Quit drinking that bottom shelf bullshit and try some good gin and sophisticate your palate. But quickly here, a new segment that we're going to be bringing you every week. It's the Steel City Star Steelers Spotlight of the Week, and that's brought to you by our friend Steel City Star, who has the most incredible Steeler footage content. You know, he's got a vault full of this stuff, folks. Go out there and subscribe to his YouTube page, like his Twitter account. But we're going to be bringing you a Steeler every week that, you know, a lot of you guys probably haven't heard of. You know, somebody who's underappreciated, unheralded, somebody that you guys should know as an average fan. And this week it's Dwight Stone.
Oh, wait a minute. Are you talking about the original Dwight Stone hands?
The one and only.
Go there.
The one and only. Cool. Bunch of videos out there on them, guys. Definitely.
And there's only one other Stone hands in Steelers history, and that's Ike Taylor. But I tell you what, the one thing that I will say about Dwight Stone, man, that boy could run. I mean, he carried us through that decade because he was the highlight. You never knew what he was going to do. And the speed and the grace that that boy had was remarkable. I just hope our new, you know who I'm talking about, Ray Ray, has that same kind of speed.
He's definitely a difference maker. Hopefully he can hold on to the ball.
I have a feeling we're going to hear about Ray Ray just about every week.
Ray Ray.
Ray Ray.
Yeah. Dwight Stone had quite the NFL career, though. You know, he played 13 years, eight of which he spent with the Steelers. He was moved from running back to wide receiver. I believe that was in 89. They switched him to receiver. And, yeah, he was a difference maker. He was a flash play guy. You stuck him in there here and there. He was a tiny dude. He wore Rocky Blyer's number.
Oh, stop. Flash play? Come on. Get a little Tomlinism in you. It's splash play. Splash.
Splash.
Splash play.
Did he have pedigree?
I can't take that one back because you can't put the jello back in the box. But splash play. I know for next time. Our last segment here before we wrap up, folks, and thank you for bearing with us here. We're speed rounding this shit. Anytime we're doing a preview, it's going to be a speed round. You're going to have to take notes. It's going to be Degenerate Dev's Lock of the Week. Yes, I'm talking in third person here.
Whoa. Dev. You're not a degenerate. Your life matters.
Thanks for that, Todd. It means a lot. But,
you're welcome.
I'm going to give you three picks every week that you should throw the house on. And we'll take we'll keep my record throughout the year, and I'm sure these guys will give me shit, and I'm sure I'll have to remortgage by the end of the year. But you're a dumbass if you don't take the Texans plus 9.5 tonight. I'm watching the game right now. They opened up 7-0. It's tied 7-7, but 9.5 points is a lot of points. Next, my lock.
But you're talking against this. You're talking about the Super Bowl champions here. You think the Titans are going to be able to hang? Or I'm sorry, the Texans are going to be able to hang?
And it looks like, I mean, it looks like they're hanging so far, man. And 9.5 points is a shit ton of points in the NFL, Todd. Once you start gambling, you realize that. They're normally 3 or 7 around that. But Mike,
all right.
Double lock, triple lock, throw your house and your mother's house down on the game of the week. It's going to be the Panthers.
Wow.
3 at home against the Raiders. They're getting 3 points at home with Teddy Bridgewater at quarterback, Christian McCaffrey at running back. You know, you got weapons on the outside. And 3 points at home, that's crazy. Throw your house, your mother-in-law's, your mother's house on that game. And then, of course, my
last one. Stop. They don't have Superman. They're not going to do it without Superman.
Oh, well, Cam Newton was hurt all of last year. So, as long as Derek Anderson ain't fucking back there. But my last lock of the week here, folks, and we'll wrap up, is going to be the Steelers. -6.5 at the Giants. And just remember, folks.
Never ever bet on the Steelers, man. You are actually you're like a homer, man. That's like bad voodoo when it comes to betting. You're not betting
theory. You're not betting smart. You're betting with your heart. You can't do that, Dev.
If you let me finish there, I was going to explain. I was going to give a little disclaimer here to
the audience. Go ahead, buddy.
Go ahead.
Oh, thank God you're thinking the same way.
I will not be doing that. I will be throwing my double wide and my brother's double wide, the mortgages for those, on the Steelers' money line. There it is, folks.
There you go.
Dev will be living in his car next week, folks.
looking for a good deal on a double wide. All right, guys.
Spacious.
Well, that's a wrap for our pregame edition this week. So I hope everybody's as pumped as we are, guys. Thanks for hanging out with us here. Devin, TA, pleasure doing this every week with you guys. And we're even closer to game time now. We're actually going to play a NFL game, a Steelers game. So thanks for hanging in, Steeler Nation. Guys, great to be with you. Careful in the hot tub. We'll see you at the end of the week after the game. We're out of here.
Steelers Nation, get ready for some football. We are going to rip it up, and we are Super Bowl bound or bust. Get the towel ready, boys and girls. Monday night it starts.
We've made it, Steeler Nation. Thanks for hanging with us through that long off season. And I'm with Todd here. Super Bowl or bust. We'll catch you next week. We'll catch you next Tuesday. See you next Tuesday.
See ya.
Check back next week into the Steelers Realm podcast.